Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line, Miss Linda Ward. Can you assist her?
Yes.
Thanks so much. All right, Linda, you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, only I talked to a man a little bit ago, and he referred me, you know, he was going to transfer me over to you. I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't work, so I went through Ariel, I think. And then you guys went to lunch, and that's the only person I've talked to.
Okay. So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that?
You mean affirm it, meaning... I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sticking up with that statement I just made. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
It was me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed?
When?
Yeah.
Okay, I can hear you. It was in October of 2021.
Okay. Do you know which subtype it was? Was it a B cell lymphoma or a T cell?
It was a B cell.
Okay. The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
That's the one, yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed October of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
Oh, Lord. About 68. Let me see. Hey, you don't want to admit your age here. 68. 4 years, 3 years. Yes, that's correct.
68?
Oh, God. My phone. Yes, ma'am. I said 68.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
Oh, no, it was at home.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
Yes, it's 403 East Barrymore Street. In Stockton, California, 95204.
And is that also your current home address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many years would you say you were spraying Roundup for?
12.
For 12 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
What do you mean, in a row?
Just in general.
Well, no, I would do it a couple times a week.
Okay, so throughout your lifetime, would you say you sprayed it for at least 10 days?
Well, not in a row. I mean, yeah, but not in a row, you know. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I see. So add it up.
Yeah. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV AIDS?
No.
autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled L-I-N-D-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
And your last name is W-A-R-D?
Yes, it is.
Right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
It's 7/10/53.
Thank you. And then your social?
It's 555-94-4218.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
On the television. You know, I mean, how did I find out that there was a suit?
Mm-hmm.
Or there was, yeah, it was on the television.
Oh, I see. Okay. Was that recent? Was it this year or was it last year?
No, it was, it must have been, let me see. Maybe, yeah, last year. I thought. Yeah.
All right. And what is your height and weight?
Well, I'm shrunk. I'm 4'10". And my weight is 190.
Okay. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I get your email?
It's Linda Ward 350@gmail.com.
Okay. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
8.
8 times a month?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Well, yeah.
Do you remember what year you first started using it?
In 2009.
2009. And what year did you stop?
In 2021.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Well, I had my, you know, just gloves for the garden on. You know, that's it.
Okay. And you were using the Roundup in California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then if you just had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say? It could be a rough estimate.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Lord, 8 times. 8 in a month. 90, 90, 180. I don't know. I guess 1,000 times. I mean, that's not exact.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, because I, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I could put in a rough estimate.
Okay. 8 a month and times 10 years and plus 2 more years. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tried to do the best I could with my head.
Oh, right. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange?
No.
Oh. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
No, it was concentrate.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Yeah, a Home Depot.
Depot. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
Okay, that's okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm having. No. No, I'm not.
Right. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
Well, years ago, I fell in food for less. That's it. If that's a lawsuit. Okay, that's it.
It was for what?
Oh, I fell at Food for Less.
Oh,
For
I see.
many
Oh.
years, I don't. It was something, I mean, it's up to me. Yeah, it wasn't a big one, it was just, I fell.
Okay. And have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim or bankruptcy?
Lord, let me think. I know bankruptcy. Working comp years and years ago. I don't even know what year that was. Maybe in the 80s. I had a claim, yeah.
For workers' comp?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was from, you rep using doing the same motion over and over and over again. You need a little break in there, and you'll get pains, and your muscles like carpal tunnel. I didn't get carpal tunnel though, okay.
Okay. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Oh, right. And then, other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Right. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, yeah. I don't have them. I mean, the doctor may have them, and I'm sure he does.
Oh, okay. So the, can I get the name of that, the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Let me see. There we go. Kaiser Permanente. And San Leandro Medical Center.
That was Kaiser. And what city was that in?
Permanent, excuse me, in San Leandro, California.
Okay, the one on 2500 Merced Street? Merced?
Yes, I th yes.
All right. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Doctor Vay, VAY.
Dr. Bay. Okay. Oh, was it Doctor? Oh, that's a hard
Yeah, go
first
ahead and try.
name. And
Yeah, that's why I just said doctor. Yeah, it's
okay, so it's
a hard
that
one. Yeah.
one. All right. And as far as your treatment, have you had any chemo, radiation, surgery?
Well, with the Roundup, I had my test, and then I had injections in my IV, immuno that I didn't have, and then I had, and then I was in there, and then they gave me some pills to fight the cancer. So I,
It
what is
was
that? It was
immunotherapy.
bad for me. Well, I don't, it was, I wouldn't call it that, but it was called a, you know, you have an IV in and they give you injections in your IV.
Okay.
Do you like it? You know what I'm talking? Well, it's called like an, you know, I can't say it. You know, how do you say immunized? Immuno shots. I mean, they were, you know, shots that he put in your IV to help fight the cancer when I was in the hospital.
Okay.
But then I had to do, okay.
Mm-hmm. You can continue. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's what I had to do. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I can't hear anything. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, you're still there. Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
Let me see. Oh, in 23.
Okay, and how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, it wasn't. Well, it sucked. I mean, it was, you know, I was depressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it wasn't a happy thing. But I feel better now, and, you know, I've been so cancer-free, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy now.
Yeah.
It impacted then, you know.
Would you say some...
It was a bummer.
Some mental and physical hardships?
Well, yeah, the physical was, yeah. And the mental is, yeah, it's what you put yourself through, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad you're doing better now.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Yeah. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Well, let me see. Okay. It's it would be my sister.
Okay.
And it's 209. 948-2151.
And does she live with you?
No.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Renee Watson.
Is that R-E-N-E-E?
Well, it's R-E-N-A-E.
A-E. And then Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
I think, well, maybe. I mean, I have, but I'm not too cool. I mean, I don't know. I have.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to God it works. Let's put it that way, okay?
Okay.
That's what I think about the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I just sent over those documents to you. You should receive it
oh,
as a text
did?
Link. Yes. And an email
yeah.
link.
Yeah.
So once you open that mm-hmm. up, I can walk you through it if you need help.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Okay, hello, hold on. I mean, I'm looking at my, what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I found it.
Okay.
Hello. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, you can.
Open it up?
Yes, open it up.
Okay. You gotta see what I had to go through when I tried to send a picture to the insurance company one time for my car. Oh, mine went through changes. It's okay, hold on. I don't want to freak out. Do you agree? What is all this? Oh. I guess so. I can't hear you. I'm reading the screen.
That's okay. Am I on speaker?
I'm sorry, what?
Am I on speaker?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go back to the... Okay. Hold on. About... No, I don't want that. No! Why me, God? Please hold. I'm going to get something called. Why did I have to come in here? I want to stop this. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I need to go back.
You should see a start button at the top somewhere.
Hold on. I mean, please hold on a minute. this one right here. Oh, there it is. Okay, it says DocuSign.
Yes.
And then it says, here's my number. Don't recognize this number. Decline to sign. That's me. Okay. Oh, and it says continue. I'm sorry. I don't do this very. Please review and act on these documents.
That's okay. Take your time.
It says please sign. How do I do that?
Did you press the start button that opens up the documents?
Uh-oh. Good. Hold on. Continue. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I got the documents.
Okay. And then once it takes you to that first signature field, it's going to ask you to draw your signature with your finger.
Okay. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go. Oh, wow. I can see these things. Okay, finish. It says finish, but I mean, there's lots of things on the document. It says sign.
And do you see the, do you see continue or did it say adopt and sign?
Hold on. Select start to begin. Oh, start. Okay. Okay, here's something here. It says required signature there. Here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I sign.
Yes.
That is okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Talk a little. I'll try. Okay, here we go. I'll make it big, baby. Wow. Sign him. Well, I'm trying to. Accepted by. Just move it around. Please do it right. You know, I'm here by the signature, but it's moving around and it won't even take my. I know I'm doing something wrong.
Is it the yellow box? That's what you're trying to draw your signature on?
Hold on. It's brown. Should it be yellow? I'm on the document.
Mm-hmm. If you press on the box, does it get bigger so you can draw your signature?
Mm-hmm. Darn, where'd it go? It did get bigger. I'll be. What? Just a minute, please.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, how did you get my... I didn't sign that. Wait a minute. I hope I got... It says Linda Ward right there. But I didn't sign it. How did that happen? What is this?
If you pressed adopt and sign...
AA complaint, huh? Hello?
Hello?
I see my signature there. It's not my signature. I hope I have...
It's
I told
not...
you I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry. Let me see. Let's go back here to the beginning when the roundup. Okay, that's what we're on. So, okay, but I didn't sign anything. Okay, and then let's go to the end. Attorney. I didn't sign that there. It said accepted by Linda Ward. Sign here. I haven't signed yet. Should I sign right there?
Yes.
But this is, okay. Maybe this example, I have no idea. I'll just try. Is that working?
Yeah, once you sign that first box, it'll say adopt and sign. So that will fill in the rest of the signature boxes for you.
Okay, continue. Please sign. I can't even see my... Am I supposed to see my name? My signature?
I'm sorry?
Okay, it says sign here. It's a big place for me to sign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I sign it, am I supposed to say it?
Yeah, once you sign, it should say adopt and sign or continue. Do you see that?
Just continue, okay. Here we go. I know I signed it real sloppy, too. Okay, where's it? That's not. See, it comes up, and I see my signature on something, but that's not the way I wrote it. This is really, it's strange to me what I'm looking at, okay? There's a document with all these things on it, and it says Linda Ward, but I didn't sign that. And the one I just signed was real sloppy, and it didn't even show up. You know, you got to do ABC with me on these things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And all the places it says for me, it's just like, it's got in cursive Linda Ward, but I didn't sign it.
Is it the signature that you did?
Maybe a long time ago. And it adapts to DocuSign?
Yeah. If you had signed it and put
you don't sound too convincing on that. Huh?
If you had signed it with your finger and put adopt and sign, then it should have automatically saved that signature and put it in the required field.
Oh, then that's what happened. That's what happened. That's really weird. I mean, I've used DocuSign, I guess, once or twice, but I didn't know it saved it. That's mm-hmm. cool. Okay, so it's all signed. All these places.
Oh, good. And then it says finish at the bottom, or?
Oh, God, I hope so. Hold on. Okay, where's that back? That says start. Oh, we didn't want to start. Okay. Signature. I didn't sign there. Whatever, just let me. Oh, it's there. Okay, so to sign it, and I tap the square, and then my signature pops up.
Yes.
Okay. Is that cool?
Yes.
I mean, I'm trying my best. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm trying.
No, you're doing great.
Okay. Now, let me see what else am I supposed to do. Okay. What's that say? It says required initials. Come on. Don't do that to me. Okay. Oh, Linda, please. How am I supposed to do that? Check what? What is that? Oh, it's signed my signature there, but I can't. Oh, my initials. That's cool. It's there. It's all there. Now
okay.
What do I do?
Now it should say finish.
No, not yet, Linda. Here's my signature. Damn.
Or do you see next? Or
oh, yeah, there's finish. You want me to push the button?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, like that. Why did it go back up here? Okay. Oh, there it is. That's cool. Okay, let's go push finish again. Let me see. Oh, my God, buddy. I'm done. I did it.
Oh, good. Okay, let me make sure I received it.
I pushed finish. That's all I did.
Yes. Okay, I got it.
Thank God. Whoa.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you another text from my direct line. In case you had any questions at all throughout this, you can always reach back out to me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to...
I'm so thankful I got through that part.
I'll also send you the attorney's phone number, so they should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify some information with you and then tell you the next steps.
More steps? Okay. Okay. Sure.
All right. I just sent that right now to your phone.
To me?
Yeah.
Okay. Want me to look, make sure it's there?
Yes.
Did you send it to my email?
No, I texted you.
Okay, hold on. Lord. Okay. Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, perfect. All right. And did you have any other questions before I let you go?
I just don't want to do that DocuSign again. No, but have a nice Halloween.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, I don't know a lot about the science stuff. It's trippy to me.
Oh, no, that's okay. You did great.
Thank God. Okay. Well, thank you.
Of course. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.